Hey there, Jeff. How you doing, man?
Hey Jerry, how you doing?
Another beautiful Colorado day.
Indeed.
Now, you and I both were XAML developers, doing a lot of XAML work, and we put a lot of care into the look and the UI of our applications.
You
And
got it.
after a while, you start layering on this candy that looks so good, and eventually you reach this threshold where it doesn't perform the way you want it to. So we know back at 15.11, that's the last version, the update of Windows 10. We got this new thing called Composition UI in between Direct3D and the actual XAML layer that you could jump to if you want to do amazing things. And I happen to know you've been playing with it.
I have been, yes, indeed. So yeah, it's pretty cool. You can go ahead and make some more performant animations that maybe you couldn't do in XAML or couldn't do without a big performance hit, but you don't have to go all the way low level and write C++. So
All
you've
right,
got
so I know you've got some samples you want to kind of show us, kind of tempt us with what you can do. I'm going to
Dude.
pull up your screen here. And all right, I can see Visual Studio.
All right,
And what are you going to show us here?
I'm going to go ahead and run this. This is like a, kind of like a slideshow you would put on your TV or something if you're trying to show people a whole bunch of photos here. So, for context here, my wife runs a dog boarding business. So we have a whole bunch of pictures of dogs. So that's what you're going to
Okay.
see here. And you can see them as they all load in here. We've got nice animations going between. The pictures move. You can
So,
see some of them are black and white. Some of them are color. And
and
so,
it's not that the images are black and white in color. You're applying a black and white color filter to it, moving
Right.
them around, sliding them back and forth, keeping them tilting and moving with almost like a physics engine behind it. And I, now, a caveat is we're over Skype here, so it's a little bit jumpy for me, but I know that I've seen this myself. I know it's absolutely as fluid as possible. It's absolutely gorgeous. You and I, if I had tasked you with this and I'd said, build this in XAML, you could do it. You could do it, almost, right? There's a couple of things that would have been kind of tough. But you wouldn't have been able to do it on this scale. As soon as you start adding 20, 30, 40 images, all
It
of a
gets
sudden you're going
hard.
to get all kinds of lag. It's going to look like you're over Skype all the time.
Yeah, especially if you're running this on a low power device or a mobile device. Yeah, it gets really tough. But you can see here, we use very little CPU to render all of that. It's very low powered. So this runs really good on just about any device, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, as things lag in XAML, you start losing frame rate, but Composition UI, the whole point of it is to maintain your frame rate so you have those smooth animations.
Yeah, exactly. So let me look, let me show you. Oh, stop. Okay, there
It's
we go.
almost like render transform on steroids. That's what it kind of feels like
It
to me.
exactly is. And how it works is kind of like that too. So I'll show you here. A lot of this composition API work works off these expression animations. And what these are is you define an expression that gets run every frame that dictates how an individual item moves. So here we've declared this particular animation here. And you can see here we actually pass it parameters. So we set scalar parameters for window height, this guy here, for radius, for grid, and we pass in the parameters that we want to use. And so then this calculation will get run every frame and it will do whatever animations we want it to do. It's pretty
Yeah.
cool.
And the animation itself is implicit. You don't have to say animate this. The fact that you're doing it causes it to animate. So you're basically tying one property value to another property value and having some sort of math in between, some sort of multiplier, or in your case, I can see you're adding and subtracting some values together.
Right.
As a result, you can be halfway through a motion and you're halfway through that animation, and if you stop the motion, the animation stops where it is as well. There's nothing like that in the XAML framework today. Now it's either you run your storyboard or you don't, basically.
Right. Yeah, this takes care of a little bit more of the heavy lifting for you. That being said, there is a little bit more code to make this work. You can see here there's quite a bit of code to make all of those different transitions move, but it's really performant, it's really low level, but you still get to stay in C Sharp and XAML to make it happen.
Cool.
So, I've actually got another demo here. Let
Yeah,
me show you.
cool. I love this
Yes.
stuff. It's so beautiful. Now, it's a little bit more from a developer's point of view. It's not the drag and drop experience you're used to with XAML. I mean, it's
Right.
definitely some work to get it done, but the result is just unmatchable. I mean, it's
It
just
is pretty
really
cool.
great. All
So a
right,
lot of
got some fruit.
times we got fruit here. So a lot of times you've got where you click on one screen and you want to go to a detailed view of the item that you pick, but lost in translation in there is some of the context, right?
Yeah.
So here's a way that you can use the new APIs to bring that context where I can click on an item here and you can see, I don't know how well it comes across
No,
Skype,
it's
but
perfect. Yeah, I could see the strawberry move from the position you clicked it up to the center of the next page. And I think it's important to point out, this is not, you're not hiding and showing a text block or something. You're navigating to a second page.
These are two completely different pages. And what I'm doing here is I'm taking that visual item, I am storing it in a parent container, I'm doing my navigation, and then I'm taking that parent object and moving it into my new view. And that gives me the context and keeps it, keeps the context for the user about what they're clicking on, what they're doing.
I like that. Continuity. Cool. I think that's a good name for it too.
I like it.
Yeah,
so that's a couple cool ways you can use the new APIs. So
we know that it's the APIs are production ready. So if you're able to parse the documentation and be able to build out, you know, your use of them, we know there are a handful of apps out there that have already started to use them as of 15.11.
Definitely, yeah. So you can go online, just search for Windows UI Composition. There's a GitHub repo with a whole bunch of samples in there. Some of the things you could do really cool, you know, parallax effects and some of these continuity things. So it's a pretty cool little tool to add a little pizzazz to your app.
Add a little pizzazz. XAML was already good. Now it's even better. Thanks, Jeff, for showing this to me.
All right. See you, Jerry.
Do you have a demo that you'd like to share? Send a note to Demo of the Day. That's DOTD at Microsoft.com.